What is the time now?
It's 22:58. You'll be here in a minute. You'll have a pizza.
We've been recording this gold dust already, so.
Yeah, well, you can take all the good bits out, can't you? Or put them in.
Hopefully not take the good bits out.
Hello and welcome to the Seal Podcast. This is episode 88, Two Fat Laddies. I'm Pilch, your host for this evening. Joining me on my left, right, up and down is Neil.
Hello. How are you?
Ah, yes, good, mate. Just the two of us today, yeah. I'm afraid.
To start with.
Yeah, Fraser may or may not be joining us. Sometime this evening. It's currently 10 past 11, so you might not be joining us at all. But anyway,
who knows? Dave is poorly.
He's had his little second jab, is it?
Yeah, second jab. He's been a little bit worse for wear.
Yeah, he's probably sitting with a nice glass of something at this moment, watching a bit of telly, just relaxing.
Or sleeping, maybe, and shivering. Depending on how it's going.
Right, I have got some show notes in front of me, but I'm not entirely sure what's going down. So we'll just run through. What do we do?
We usually have a little VG Hub TV chat. I'm not sure there's anything worth talking about, to be honest. I don't think anyone's been on there this week, have they?
You have.
Can't remember. Well, that was last week.
Fraser has. He's done a couple of bits.
He did some more of... Well, he did something on Sunday, didn't he? Sunday morning, he was on doing something or other.
He was also on...
That Raji. He would have possibly been talking about that game that you talked about last time.
He'll be on to talk about that. What was he playing? Oh, God, he was playing Valorant.
Was he?
Yeah, that was... I was walking home from work, and I got a notification saying someone was streaming.
Oh, yeah, he did do that in the week. Yeah,
it was him, yes. It was myself and his nephew. Well, were very interested in what was happening in Valorant.
So, yeah, his nephew. I think he only streamed because his nephew had actually asked him to stream. As far as I remember.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So that's his fault.
Right. So this is intro and shout outs. So we've got some community shit to get through before we start. What have we got? Oh, we've got a tweet from Stuart Cullen. So let's see what he's up to this week. With Savage Planet Studio Typhoon having reformed as Raccoon Logic, now in order to keep, I assume, the IP after Stadia ceased internal studios, could we see more of this in the weeks to come from Stadia refugee firms? And will this ultimately come back to bite Stadia? Could it?
Hopefully.
So, well, what is that actually happening?
Do you know anything about this guy? And the Savage Planet. It was the journey to the Savage Planet, is what that is referring to. Did you play that?
Okay. Oh, it's one of them walking simulator things, wasn't
it? No, it was first person. Like exploration type shoot 'em up type thing. It was all right.
Okay, I think I might have seen it.
It's very colourful. I played it and finished it, so it must have been all right.
Okay.
Or not, maybe, depending on your opinion of my type of games. So, yeah, they reformed. They formed a new studio, this Raccoon Logic. They were in the news this week because, you know, that Jason Schreier guy, do you know him? Mm-hmm. You must have heard of him.
Yes,
he's written some books.
Yeah.
He used to be on Kotaku and whatnot, and now he's on Bloomberg. So he's a proper journo now, obviously. Mm. And I saw something like this hit up on the other day where they'd obviously posted a picture of this new studio, and his snarky comeback was something like, it's pretty amazing in 2021 that your new studio looks like this. And it was just like 12 middle-aged white guys, like no diversity whatsoever. Like that's the gist of it. This is Alex Hutchison is the guy at the head of this studio. He's he's caught his controversy in the past, I think, before. He was the one who said something about Twitch streamers shouldn't basically moan about something or other because they're basically grifting off other people's work anyway. Or something or other. I can't remember what it was about. But right. Yeah, he wasn't particularly popular then. Not particularly popular this week either, by the sound of it. But yeah, I guess we'll see what's happening with them. I can't remember if they've said anything what they're working on. I guess Savage Planet 2, maybe. But I didn't play that on Stadia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they've taken all these studios in, now they've dumped them. And they're continuing what they were doing in Stadia, or are they...
I guess a lot of these people are getting jobs elsewhere. Would be the main thing. If they're not going indie and starting up studios, then they're getting jobs in other studios. I seem to recall there was a load of... Every time there's a big shutdown on Twitter, there are a few people I follow were like, there's always a, we've got loads of jobs going, and like, hit these people up if you're looking for work, all these people who have just basically been binned off from their studios or whatever. So it seems like, despite there not being any union officially in the industry, there's quite a lot of sort of camaraderie between studios and stuff, like when something shit happens, well, sort of anyway, not necessarily always, but when something majorly shit happens, like loads of people lose their job, there's usually a load of posts about all these people are hiring, blah blah blah. But yeah, there's obviously, as we spoke about last week, there's or in many weeks, there's depends on what sex you are, maybe, whether you think that there's much camaraderie in the industry.
Delve into what's been happening elsewhere this week. And could it come back to bite Stadia in the arse? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Aren't they going to sell all their technology to someone else? Google are, I don't think they're going to be crying into their milk, are they? Or whatever, into their cereal.
No, I think they're doing all right.
Yeah. Mm. People like me buy an Android all the time.
Right, okay. So thank you for that, Stuart. I think we give that a time it deserved.
Or possibly more.
right, we've got no emails. What have we got? Discord. We've got something on Discord. Someone called Pilch asked a question because he felt sorry because there wasn't any questions coming in. So it says, how many cabbage fingers can you fit in your mouth at once? How many cabbage fingers can you fit in your mouth at once, Neil?
I've never tried. Is this you have a definitive answer? You know exactly how many fingers you have can fit in your mouth at once?
No, I was just bored at work, so I thought I'd just...
Were you looking at a pack of cabbage fingers at the time?
I was. orange flavour they were.
Nice. I might be able to squeeze a couple of extra orange ones in. A
couple sideways. You could get one in sideways, couldn't you?
How many people can you fit in a mini? Like I remember seeing that on Guinness World. What was it? Record Breakers back in the day.
About 16, I think.
I can't remember. I remember people crawling into the footwells and all sorts. But I'm not sure I ever saw how many Cadbury's fingers it could fit in your mouth as being on the Record Breakers.
No, I'm going to say probably three.
You could easily do three. Let's be honest. They're not that long.
Well, they're not as long as they used to be.
And nothing else, is it?
So Lord chipped in with how many cabbage fingers can you shove up your ass before they melt? So if Lord wants to try and send us the video...
I did actually go out and buy a pack of Cadbury's fingers specially for this, so I'm going to try now.
Are you going to get your wife to assist with the shoving, or...?
No, she doesn't join me for the recording, but maybe I could try that now, or maybe not. I don't actually have any Cadbury's fingers. I'm doing a real finger.
And then still current podcaster, John Mouse, has chipped in with how much Lego can you fit up your bum?
Can you buy smooth Lego?
He didn't say, he didn't say whether it was built or whether
it was
individual pieces.
You could make some, I remember they were being like sort of round bits that you could make a long column. Oh,
hang on. Someone called Fraser wants to know if he can join the call. Is it okay for him to jump in?
I don't know about that. What do you think?
Tell him to fuck off, get his own podcast. Oh, yeah, he can come in. He doesn't have to ask. He's just has to join a bloody call, doesn't he?
Yeah. It's not I have to give him permission.
No.
Oh, my God, I can't type. We've got a convenient bit of silence there for when he knows to edit it in.
We might as well wait for him now because he'll want to chip in with the...
With the Lego in the bum.
Yeah.
Are you getting someone in the background there trying to answer that question?
Can you still hear her?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, I'm going to mute for a sec. Or what I would do, but I can't. Oh, there it is. Right, hang on.
There he is. Hello. Hello. We cannot hear you. Ah,
now you
can just plug your mic in.
Yeah, just plugged in the right mic.
There we go. Right, we didn't start till 11-ish. Well, it's actually probably more like 10 past.
Okay.
So we're in the questions and stuff. Pilch is hosting, and he's back. He was just sorting his dog out.
Okay.
My dog's crying, wants to come and join the podcast.
Have you put him in prison then?
Well, she's supposed to be in bed. The other one's sound asleep, but that one's just sitting going, because I'm still up.
It's like, shut up. I can't sleep while you're talking.
Well, welcome aboard, Fraser.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, it's all right. Shut up, dog.
Didn't hear that one.
Okay, I've moved away a bit. Right, well,
why are we doing this then?
We could start again.
Oh, well, if you guys have already covered some stuff, just carry on.
Well,
we've covered is how many Cadbury's fingers can you fit in your mouth and the Stadia question. So okay. Do you want to chip into the Stadia question?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, we'll move on. Let's, I think we've done all the questions then, haven't we? Oh, no. John Mouse got another one. Right, so John Mouse would like to know, this is a football question, unfortunately, Fraser. With Grealish going to City for 100 million and Harry Kane rumoured to be going for anywhere between 100 and 160 million, when is too much money for a player? So we'll start with Fraser. What do you think, Fraser, about all this?
Fraser, the Chelsea fan.
Yeah, well, when is it too much? Yeah, too much money for a player. I mean, really, like, I mean, in the real world, you know, anything probably above five, you know, a couple of grand a week—that's too much for a player, right? I mean, it's football. Let's have some perspective. But unfortunately, we don't live
just
in
do
that
it for
society.
Love.
You know what? I mean, everybody has to feed their kids, right? This is their job. I don't deny any man to have
some
a
footballers people. Apparently are feeding other people's kids as well.
Well, maybe, but I don't know. I mean, it's just ludicrous, isn't it? It's disgusting, really.
Did you see the Messi thing? Was that last week, wasn't it, Messi?
Mm-hmm. What's Messi done? I tell you how much he was earning. Yeah, he was on 2.3 million a week.
Yeah.
At Barca.
Yeah.
And they, he said he would take, he would take a 50% cut to his wages to stay.
Oh, that's fucking decent of him.
Because there's new, I think it's new rules in La Liga. So yeah, ask Barcelona how much is too much, too much for a player, because they're clearly in that situation. Yes. They have to run at 75% of their, they're only allowed 75%. Sorry, hang on. They're only allowed their wages to be 75% of their takings or something per season.
Right.
And they've just signed Aguero and someone else and someone, like three other players, I think, and I'm not sure they're actually going to be able to pay them their wages because they can't meet the rules. They're basically, I don't know what they're going to do. They've got all these players and they can't actually like play in the league with and being within the rules and pay all their players that they've got. So I'm not quite sure how that's going to work.
Their ticket prices are very low. They can start whacking the...
They've got like 160,000 capacity crowd or something stupid, though, haven't they?
Yeah, it's just nuts, isn't it?
I guess the pandemic's really fucked them up. Maybe that's why they wanted to make a Super League.
That would be the same for our clubs as well. We ain't been getting 65,000 people in every week.
No.
I don't know if our rules are any different, are they?
Well, I don't think we have... This is the league rules, like La Liga have this rule.
Okay, so it's not a UEFA thing.
No, no, there is a financial fair play bollocks, which is obviously bollocks because people are just to go out of that. Like Klopp was saying today or something, like they've signed one player for 36 million this summer and like City are looking at spending 260 million potentially on two players. And they were in the shit for the financial fair play already, I thought. But yeah, basically nothing happened about that. So they've just got fucking billions, haven't they, basically, because of their owners. So, but yeah, it's not.
When the revolution comes.
Yeah. Maybe they could put their money towards solving the climate crisis or something instead.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll get right on that. Rumor has it that America's going to stop going to war and start feeding their citizens and putting the war chest into economic growth for the poor.
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Can't see that going down very well. It doesn't sound like a vote winner.
They're not popping back to help Afghanistan out then.
Well, that's that's going to massively go into shit over there.
Anyway, okay then. So let's have a bit of general week shit, as it says here. We'll start with Fraser, I think. He hasn't got anything put down, so this will be as far. Oh, he's going to start typing now.
Am I going to start to? Well, I'm having to do this on the fly, so yeah, I haven't had a chance to even prepare the notes today, which is a bit slack. Not that I ever
bit tardy, used to be.
Well, what are you going to do anyway?
Can't believe you haven't had like 5 minutes in the daytime to just not be able to do that.
Yeah. So general week stuff. I sold my scroll saw, which I was talking about last week. Sold it to a nice lady. She bought that, so that was a nice.
I bet she doesn't use it either.
You know what? I got that impression that she's not going to use it.
She's going to cut her husband up with it.
That would take about fucking 2 years.
She said her husband and her father-in-law do a lot of woodworking projects, and she had expressed an interest, and I think they said, yeah, a scroll saw would be good for the work that you want to do. I think she'll try it and lose interest. But whatever. I mean, that's me judging that on a, like, five-minute interaction. Here you go. Here's your scroll saw. Where's my money? But whatever. So that was good. Nice little bit of bunce in the old pocket. It hasn't burned a hole in it yet, so I don't know. I
haven't found any more speakers to buy then.
Well, I still search for speakers. Like, it's interesting. I saw a pair of speakers today. See, I didn't have time to do the show notes, but I definitely had time to shop for some speakers. But I saw a guy selling these floor standing speakers for like $850, and they weren't speakers I was familiar with, so I was quite interested in them. Not that I was going to buy them at any, not that I could afford to buy those in any sense of the word whatsoever. But I was like just curious. I like to look at the speakers, you know, learn things, go find out about the brands. I'm sorry, it's just like nerdy product, you know. It's a hobby, right? And then I found
buying speakers, yeah.
Well, I just found like people were like, what I did find out about them was people like were saying, yeah, $100 was a decent deal for those. And this guy's selling them for $850. So there's a part of me that's just like, should I text this guy? Like, how do you approach that one? Like, you're not just like, you can't just go, will you take 100? The guy's just going to say, fuck you. Fuck off. Right. If he even answers you.
Well, if you post from like.
Right.
Brian on Facebook says they're only worth £100.
Right. Do you do that? How does that go down with someone? Like, because if someone did that to me, I'd just say, dude, go get fucked. Don't come in my grill and try and tell me, like, you're obviously, like, I'm going to try and sell them to some sucker for 850 if I can. I mean, I'm guessing that's what he's doing. Or maybe he doesn't know.
Maybe they're filled with drugs.
Maybe he... Maybe. That's the last thing I need.
That's what he uses the ballast, is just masses of cocaine.
What? No sand? Yeah, so anyway, that was interesting. But no, I haven't bought any more speakers. I'm finding myself still getting older and wiser. And where are we? August? A part of me is just like, even though it's just like I sold the scroll stuff for like $75, a part of me is just like, just put $75 aside because you're going to need it at Christmas, right? Because every year at Christmas, I spend a fuck ton on my wife, right? Because I usually find that I can either spend hundreds of hours trying to find a nice present within my budget, or I can just blow my budget and fuck it off out the window and buy her something super expensive and solve the problem by being in debt.
I thought you were just going to say you stuff all of the spare cash that you've snaffled up over the year into an envelope and go, there you go, love.
I could probably Christmas. Do that. Actually, saying that, I've already bought her. I'm going to be down. I already bought her a Christmas present. So.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
this is super organized. It's not a pair of speakers, is it?
Well, not sorry, not her Christmas present. It's her birthday present because she's going to be gonna be very quiet. I make sure she doesn't hear me tell you this, but my wife's hitting the big 5-0, and so I bought her a flight. I bought her a trip to Iceland. Make your jokes now, people. Go on, I'm waiting.
Well, I don't have to go fly to Iceland. We've got one downtown.
Hey, so I bought her. She's going to Iceland to meet up with some friends. It's not with me, of course, but with some friends and stuff. So I bought her a
home flight. Of low prices and frozen goods.
Told her to bring me back a cheesecake.
I hope it's only 99p.
Yeah, anyway, I'm getting distracted now. Where are we all with this thing? So anyway, I sold my scroll saw. How have we got to Iceland? I don't know. Yeah, what else? I think here's one for Pilch. Pilch, I think I'm done with Ted Lasso.
Oh. Why?
It's okay. The
it's
problem
not as good
I have
as the first one.
The problem I have is it's just basically turned into a sitcom.
Yeah.
You know,
isn't
like
that what
first,
it was anyway?
No, the first series, it really had an overarching story about, you know, the whole season was the story and there were the ups and downs of like resolving all the conflicts with the characters and their issues.
Yeah, and he was having issues with his wife and whatever and
yeah, that's right. You know, it was a lot of character exploration and all that sort of shit, right?
And now they're just going through the motions.
Now you know that there's going to be an episode where a snake escapes in the fucking office like that, right? Just whatever. I'll still watch, right? But it's just, I just don't think as a sitcom it's that great.
Well, what about Schmigadoon?
Schmigadoon, I love. I can't stop telling people about it. And the funny thing about Schmigadoon is when you talk to people about it, and they're like, and you can see their eyes start to gloss over. It's like, oh, here, they're telling me about another program that I should watch. But as soon as you tell them the premise of it, that they're in a musical, everyone goes, what the fuck?
It's the last one tonight as well.
Oh, is it?
There's only six, yeah. That so car, that, when he, the woman took her out in the car, that was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Brilliant.
Oh, dear.
Really good. Really good. So, I'll watch that, the last one this weekend, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've.
Go on, I was going to say, are you done? So...
Yeah, I think I am done. I can't think of anything else that's really been going on. So, yeah, that's me.
Okay. Well, I have got appliance news.
Ooh.
Okay, first one. I've got a battery optimizer on one of my cars because it doesn't go out very often. And the battery is always flat. And I decided to take it out for a little run the other day. So I turned off the charger because you're not supposed to have it turned on when you disconnect it from the battery.
Right.
because it could give a little surge. So I turned it off in the garage and went out, minding my own business, had a little drive, come back, put the car in. I thought, I won't bother to turn the battery charger back on because I think it's a nice day tomorrow. I'm going to go out for another little drive. 4 days later, went in the garage, opened up the freezer. Everything's fucking defrosted because some silly cunt turned the wrong switch off, didn't he?
Nice.
Mm. Oh, so, mate. Do you mean your charger was still on when you disconnected the battery?
Yeah. Luckily, that didn't.
That's the least of his worries.
Yeah.
It would have been pretty bad if you'd fucked your car up by doing that.
Well, he didn't attach to the car.
As well as turn the freezer off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, all the food went in the bin. And we just spent £400 this afternoon filling the freezer back up.
Really? Why? What do you need for? So I guess my question is, my freezer.
It's just full of dead bodies.
It just fills naturally, right? I never actually purposely.
It's leftovers.
Why? We're in a new build. We've got a fancy, fully fitted and hidden appliances kitchen, and we've got a tiny, tiny freezer that you can get a bag of peas and a couple of bits in. So everything goes in the big freezer, and then we take it out for the week and put it in the other freezer that's in the house.
Right.
So we've got all what we need. But there's like steaks and a couple of pheasants in there and all sorts of shit that we just, when we have barbecues. Yeah, got a couple of pheasants and pigeons that I shot, et cetera, et cetera. Nice. So, you know, there's leg of lamb and things like that in there that if someone comes around, we say, we'll have someone around tomorrow, we'll go and get the leg of lamb out of the freezer, sort of thing.
It'd take an entire day to defrost, but yeah.
Yeah. So that's the sort of thing we got in there.
But my freezer's just full of shit all the time. And I'm like, every time we go, it's like, we should probably empty some of this shit out of the freezer because it never gets used. We don't need to do shopping this week. We'll just eat whatever we've got in the freezer. And then everyone's like, don't really want that. So.
Yeah. So that was my first appliance news.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Someone decided, have you got a sandwich toaster?
Got a panini maker. Well, it's not a maker. It's just a fucking grill.
I remember sandwich toasters were all the rage about 20 years ago and we all had one. And
Man. Back in the 80s, we had the Breville. I was always eating cheese and baked bean toasties.
Stop. Fuck shit. Right. Lisa goes, I got a little sandwich toaster in Tesco's. Fancy making a little toasty. It's only like about £8. We'll get one of them. What did you say you used to put in it, Fraser?
Baked beans and cheese.
Okay. I come home from work the other day. The ceiling is covered in baked beans and cheese. The sandwich toaster is sitting on the side with oozing, dripping shit coming out of it. Apparently, my daughter had filled up the sandwich toaster with cheese and beans and didn't shut the little latch quite properly.
Right.
She actually put some bread in there as well, yeah.
So, yeah.
So what happens then? Does it sort of bubble over and boil and spit everywhere?
Yeah. And it expands. Okay. And the little catch popped open. Because you have to wedge them down, don't you? Squeeze it all in.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a bit too much in there.
Oh, mate. And then you get those really hard, crunchy, toasty sides. Mate. The
they
best.
Are nice. So, unfortunately, I don't think that is going to survive another session. I think it's going to go in the bin because it is caked in shit.
We had, it was one, you put bread in it and then obviously put your filling in.
Yeah, that's
right. You cut it into triangles.
Correct.
Yeah, what it is. We don't have one.
No, you've got a modern panini bullshit one.
Yeah, so it's just two flat plates. And I think I prefer that.
Where's the fun in that?
The fun is not clean, having to clean fucking baked beans off my ceiling.
Mate, that's why Brexit got passed.
What, for panini makers?
Yeah, because people just want the old style. People just want the old style triangles, don't they? Shitty Breville.
Well, look at them now, eh? Look at them. Cleaning the baked beans off the ceiling.
You cannot beat the edges, though, once they're toasted. Oh, my God.
I'm so hungry, too. Just thinking about it, my mouth's starting to water.
I haven't had one of those. Do you butter your bread or do you mayo it?
Mayonnaise.
Mayo?
You mayonnaise it?
I don't like butter.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I never heard of this, putting mayonnaise on your toasties.
I can see why not. It's just oil and egg, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, but you like a bit of gypsy toast, do you?
What's that?
The fuck is that?
Eggy bread, isn't it? Gypsy toast.
Gypsy toast?
French toast.
No, not French. Gypsy.
Isn't that...
A.K.A. eggy bread.
Yeah.
Which is fried.
Oh, can we say gypsy? We definitely can't say...
Of course we could say gypsy. There's nothing wrong with gypsy.
You can't say fucking gypsy.
I've said it about 15 times now.
Our traveller friends.
Yeah.
A gypsy is like a specific thing, isn't it?
It's a Romany gypsy. Yeah. Not the Irish ones.
You can't say
they're not gypsies, are they?
Did he call
you? I didn't say gypo, did I? I have now, because you said it. But I didn't say that.
Well,
anyway, I'm talking about fucking eggy bread, which is called gypsy.
Do you know anybody who hasn't shouted gypo out the window?
I'm sorry if
we're offending all our tar Mackin friends.
I don't think we're in any danger of offending any gypsies with the Seal podcast. It's only the...
We'll just have to check the downloads next week, won't we?
It's only the woke who are coming to get us.
They are gamers. I mean, they're not playing on their own fucking Xboxes. They're playing on somebody else's. But...
Very good. Very good. It's what we pay you for. That's pretty good.
Right, come on, Neil. I'm getting extra this week.
I think I better save you here. Right.
Go on then.
I watched a film.
Mm?
And it was called Anna. It is on Sky, so it's on your Now TV as well, your movies, if you've got that. I never heard of it. It was flicking through the movies the other day, and it had 4.5 stars. And I was like, okay, I guess we should watch this.
I think that's on Netflix here.
It might be. It's not Schindler's List, obviously, or anything like that. You know, it's not like fucking Academy Award winners or anything like that.
It's on Netflix here with I don't know. I recognise her.
Right, we've already upset the gypsies. Please don't start upsetting the Jewish as well.
Is this a woman becomes a KGB assassin and goes undercover as a model in Paris?
Yeah. That's good.
I better add that to my list.
Okay. It's a bit John Wick-y type thing, but she's a woman. And she's obviously KGB, so it's not really like John Wick because she's paid by the KGB. But it's good. Helen Mirren's in it as well.
Is Helen Mirren Anna?
No.
Okay.
No, she's Anna's boss, like handler type woman. And Anna's young and fit, so... Right. So there you go. And she kills lots of people brutally. It's good.
Anna.
So you should watch that.
Okay. I will.
I have talked about Elite Controllers in the past a couple of times. And my latest breakage on my Elite Controller is the left bumper button just completely fucked up and broke while I was when I tapped it one day.
That's what happened to mine.
What the fuck? I was like, literally, I didn't even hit it that hard. It was just like, click. I was like, that doesn't feel right at all. Oh no, it's flapping around and loose and everything. I was like, great. What the fuck happened there? So, yeah. Good job I've got two.
Have you investigated the repair?
I haven't bothered. I was just a bit
It don't bother. I bought the little kit to repair mine and it didn't work.
Yeah, it's properly snapped off somewhere and I'm a bit like, this isn't going to be... Because I had another Xbox. I had an Arctic white one, which had like gold D-pad and it was really nice and it had a little bit of a textured back, but it wasn't an Elite, so it didn't have the back buttons. And my fucking son broke the left bumper on that fucker. And that was literally just fucking came off, and I think he dropped it and it smashed.
It was a known. They updated it in the second iteration of it. They just changed the way that bumper sits on a tiny little bit of flexible plastic, and they beefed it up for the next ones. Mm. But yeah, two of mine went like that, and one of mine was the Elite. Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely seems a bit of a flaw in the design. But
I can't believe you've still got an original Elite controller. Mine,
well, I've got two.
The dust a long time ago.
So I've resorted to my DualShock 4 with the back button attachment thing that I bought a little while back. I talked about on here from, I don't know, a few months back. So I've been a bit of adjusting to how to control things because it doesn't feel quite the same. It's not as nice as the Elite, but it's not fucking broken. So there we go. And then last thing, we're going camping and stuff, so we're buying all sorts of shit, and then we need clothes, and it's school clothes coming off and that, so we've all been looking at buying stuff, and I've got a little bit of extra poundage going on, so I did some measuring the other week, earlier on this week, and it was a bit fucking scary, shall we say.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, that's not good. So I need some new jeans for A, and I bought some fucking dumbbells on Monday. Because I've been looking every now and again for the cast iron ones because they take up less room and they're really fucking heavy. So they've been basically out of stock for about 18 months, and unless you wanted to pay ridiculous amounts of money for some.
Yeah.
But they came back in stock. I happened to look at Argos on Monday. I was like, right, that's it. I need to fucking hit some fitness. And just going for a run or whatever is shit for losing weight. I need to fucking burn some calories by doing something. So looked for some weights. I've got some fucking dumbbells, bought some extra weights. So as I get a bit stronger, then I can up the weight and obviously do leg exercises as well. So that's it now. I'm fucking
nice.
Trying to not drink as much. Fucking eat a bit healthier. And every few, I'm fucking starting from a way below a base position on the weight training. So I put some weights on my dumbbells and I just went out there, did 10 bicep curls, 10 shoulder presses, standing up dead, from fucking rowing type positions and stuff. And then I was like, I'll leave it for a bit and then come back and do some more later. I did it about 3 or 4 times every day. And then I'm just trying to gradually ramp it up a bit, put a bit of extra weight on, trying to do a few more exercises and get a bit fucking, trying to lose this fucking couple of spare tires that I've got.
Where's
fucking
the,
around my belly.
What do you think the main focal points, the big deliverers will be in terms of results? Will it be giving up the booze? Will it be eating less? Will it be?
I think it's a combination.
Cardio.
Of everything, really.
Or,
I've got to fucking. I can't just eat less because that A won't fucking happen, and B is it says you need to consume to lose half a pound a week or something. You need to consume 500 calories less than you burn or something every day. And I was like, that's fucking ridiculous. basically, I don't do fucking anything. So I need to do shitloads of exercise in order to eat a reasonable amount of food. So I've just been a bit it was our anniversary on Tuesday, so we had to go out for dinner. Had to. Kind of went out the window a bit on Tuesday. I was like, that's it. I'm not fucking drinking until the weekend, blah, blah, blah. Tuesday night. Should we go out for dinner? Yeah, it's our anniversary. Okay, let's go out for dinner. But
there's always a reason.
Walk to the pub. And walk home from the pub, and it's not just around the corner. It was nearly 3 miles to the pub, and it's not particularly. There was a massive fuck off hill on the way home as well, so it's definitely burned a good 500 calories there. I reckon just walking there and back.
What did you have at the pub? This was the anniversary.
So I had 3 pints of Asahi Lager on draft. It was fucking really nice. So I was like, I could definitely fucking drink a few more of these, but I can't.
Well, the night's already gone to shit anyway, so you might as well have a couple. Not worry about it. Right?
Well, I did have to get up at 4 o'clock the next morning as well, so it wasn't a good idea to get hammered. We took ages to choose where we were going because I don't really want to go anywhere, but you just get a burger at the end. And I ended up having a fucking burger anyway because it's not actually that much on the menu that I fancy, really. I could buy a steak, but it's fucking 30 quid for a steak. I'm like,
How much
focus? Burger?
I mean, we know what has to be done, right? You got to just, you got, like you say, like, first of all, massive good luck to you, mate, right? You know, yeah, you know, doing it is great. You got a target for some foods though, right? Are you like, I don't know. I've never had.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't have, like, I don't have sugar in any of my drinks.
The enemy? Like, well, pasta is the enemy and all that shit. I don't
know. It's now wholemeal bread is in the house instead of white bread. So easy. Immediately you eat less because it's fucking gross.
Oh, there's that.
And I've managed to get kids eating it as well. So, because the kids were the problem before, it's like, I'm not eating fucking wholemeal bread. It's like, you are fucking eating wholemeal bread because that's the only bread we're buying now. And they were like, yeah, it's okay. They're eating it. And then it's just like being a bit more like not eating shit from the freezer or whatever. I don't eat chicken nuggets or anything like that, but we used to have like breaded chicken or whatever quite regularly. I was like, best to probably stop having that. So I made a curry today and there was, I don't know, it's a lot healthier than getting a takeaway curry. And there's loads of fucking vegetables in it, like fucking chickpeas, spinach, peppers, onions, and loads of stuff in it. It was like, just fucking pack it with stuff to fill up. And I'm eating like protein peanut bars as a snack instead of like, not that I eat a lot of chocolate or anything like that, but I'll eat shit like that instead to fill me up and not keep tucking into snacks and stuff. Not, like I say, my big problem is beer, generally. So, I really need to cut down, he says, as he tucks into his fourth can of lager. but yeah, so a long road ahead, but it's got,
well,
to be,
you couldn't
done.
Call it a problem if it wasn't a problem, could you? Yeah. Right? It's got to be, at least be a problem, so you should relish in that problem tonight. This is the problem I'm talking about. Crack open another one.
Well, you're a trim fella, Fraser. What do you, apart from the weed, what do? To keep the weight off?
I tell you what, the biggest thing right now is that, I mean, I've generally, except for a brief period between my kids being young, like I do pretty active. I do a fuck ton of walking with my dog. I really do. Like, our dog never ever once asks us to go out because he just gets the shit walked out of him. Like, I take him for a big walk in the morning, take him for a big walk at night. My wife walks him 2 or 3 times during the day, and then we do massive walks at the weekend. And so the walks at the weekend are pretty, pretty good too. And we just don't really eat shit either. Very rarely do we have like snack, you know, like junk food in the house. And almost all of our meals are from scratch. So I don't think we do anything major, but the things we do are pretty good, right? I think diet is one, and neither my wife stopped drinking too, so neither of us drink. Yeah, and weed does not pile on the pounds, unless you
get it increases your metabolism, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I think it does. Pretty
but
sure
funny
it does.
Thing is, if I get absolutely hammered on weed, like 2 stoned, which can happen sometimes. I usually find the best antidote to that is to just get stuck into like cleaning or doing an activity or something, like I go wash the car or something like that. Like, usually I'll just blitz the house. And
I find that is, well, this is going back a while, obviously, but I don't ever remember going, being really caned and just going, yeah, I'm just going to go and clean the house. No, I just feel like, no, I'm just going to sit here for a little while.
Right. And I was seeing,
watch
some I used
shit
to,
on the television.
Right. Yeah, but you know what? That used to be the exact same. But the thing is, I just think like 25 years of being a working man, right, has just conditioned me to I just can't. Very rarely can I sit still for too long. I feel like I should always be doing something, right? I haven't been a slacker for 25 years, you know, and so my brain's just like, what the fuck? Aren't we supposed
to
sit?
Is that the sativa? Is it? Instead of
the indica.
Something else. Indica. Indica is what it bums, like, chills you out, isn't it? Indica.
They say
it,
yeah, I always say indica.
It's all the high business.
Yeah, apparently. I don't think there's any fucking difference, to be honest. I can't tell. You know, all these people of like weed connoisseurs now, bud tenders we have over here. Yeah,
oh, nice.
You know, just.
I need to move to fucking Canada. I was never fat when I smoked weed.
Well, yeah. Well, you're probably out raving too, knocking back a few fucking couple of lines of the old marching powder as well.
Never
he was 21.
maybe it was just an age thing.
Yeah. So anyway, back to what you're saying. I, you know what? I still say the best thing you could do is get a dog. Because then you have to get out and you have to walk and you're active. And
what if you've only got a little dog? Do you do much walking with your dog's Pilch?
Only if it's not too hot, not too cold, or not raining. Because they will not fucking walk.
No, they don't want it.
No.
Yeah.
Even if you want to let them out for a pee and it's raining, you open the back door, they don't go. They just sit there looking at you.
Right.
You think I'm going out there?
Do you have to get your umbrella out?
No, they just don't go out.
Yes, my dog doesn't care.
And when they've walked enough, one of them just literally digs her heels in, and that is it. You cannot
go anywhere. You have to carry her.
No, we turn around and go back home. She decides when it's time to go home. But if you've got a ball, chuck the ball, they go out for a good couple of hours. We've walked, you know, 3 or 4 miles sometimes with them.
Yeah, it's not bad
for little tiddly little dogs.
Well, no, and how many people want to walk much more than that anyway, right? So.
Oh, I would. I love walking. I go out for hours.
Yeah. Well, we usually do about 2 hours. Last weekend was nice. It was one of those walks where we was like, well, normally we would go that way, but we've never been down that way before. So it added like another hour onto our walk. But we were up for it, right? So.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well,
stick at it. Good then, luck.
I suppose. Yes. Good luck, mate. Yeah, we won't ask you what you weigh now. We won't have a weigh-in every week.
Well, it's not going down yet.
Okay. Well, how much does 2 litres of beer weigh?
I don't have 2 litres of beer in me at like 10 o'clock in the morning. So, I don't know.
Be close to a couple of kilos. Be about 4 pounds, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So you can take that off straight away because that would be gone.
You always make sure you weigh yourself after you've, you know, done your business.
My dinner's just arrived in front of me, so I'm just going to mute if you guys just crack on and I'll
what
chip
have you
in
got?
When I've got a pita bread with salad and some a beef kofti, which I made.
And did you tip the waitress?
I didn't really see the waitress. I think it was my daughter. I wasn't really paying attention.
Okay. Well, we'll go on to what we've been playing, and we'll start with Neil, and you can munch away.
Okay.
Right. Well, I have played a few games a little bit and one game a lot this week. So I'll quickly... I'll talk about my big game, shall I, to start with, because I think there's a bit of crossover with the other bits and bobs. So I've mainly been playing Grime, which I did speak about last week. I can't remember how much I played of it last week. I literally just played it the night before for a couple of hours, I think, hadn't I? But yeah, I've been playing that a lot. I really like it sometimes, and other times it really is quite frustrating. That's a massive understatement. So I said before, it's a bit like Dark Souls, very like gothic looking, weird Dark Souls-y like vibe aesthetically, and like technically the way the game works. And in a similar vein, like you can be plodding along quite happily and just knocking out enemies left, right, and center, and then all of a sudden you'll be dead because you didn't fucking pay attention quite enough. And one of the minor enemies, or maybe there's more than one or two or three, maybe, have ganged up on you and just fucking taken you out within like a couple of seconds. It's a couple of hits and you're like, fuck, I'm dead. And then you're back to the spawn point, which you might have plodded around quite a bit of just quite happily and then fucking die and you have to go back a long time, which I get a lot of people don't really like and can find quite frustrating. And then there's the bosses, which you have to learn like the patterns of the bosses, which generally, unless you're extremely good or extremely lucky, involves dying a few times before you suss out what's going on. And there was one particular boss that I reckon I must have had I did it for a good 2 to 3 hours before I actually beat it.
Ooh.
And yeah, my wife and son were in the same room at one point as me, and my wife had, unbeknownst to me, started writing a list of all the swear words that I'd put and a little tally next to them of how many times I'd swore.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was lots of F-bombs. There was no C-bombs. I haven't got the list with me now, but yeah, it was quite a lot of you bastard, you shithead, you asshole, I can't fucking believe it, and all that sort of shit going on.
I have a question for you.
Go on.
How are you managing? See, because I think a massive part of this, of gaming, is managing your emotions right in the game. And I had this with a boss fight, which I'll talk about in a bit. But it was fucking grinding me down. And it was more a case of how do I just get myself into a chill position to keep going? Because I'm not giving up, right?
Yeah.
I could have given up.
The thing with me was, in this particular situation, it's like, I know I can fucking do this. I just keep doing something stupid and fucking it up. And usually I'm not calling the game a shithead or a twat. It's me, because I'm the one who's just done something stupid and fucked up and gone, oh, you fucking twat. Because I know I could have fucking done it. And it's just a matter of mistiming something or pressing the wrong button in a panic. Or like I say, there is that learning cycle that I've got to go through when it comes to these boss fights. Because they usually have like a number of attacks. Some of them are blockable. Some of them are not. Some of them you have to dodge out of the way of. But once you've sussed it, it's relatively straightforward. It's just carrying out what you need to do. And I was getting really fucking pissed off. I was like, this is really fucking testing my patience massively. And like, but I was like, I say, at the end of the day, I was like, I know I can fucking do this. And then like, when you do it, I was just like, yes, fucking yes. Probably like,
that's good.
So all of that pain was worth it at the end of the day because I did it. But I know it's not for everyone, this type of thing, but it is really super satisfying when you nail something that's really been fucking you up for ages. And then, usually, I don't know how many bosses there are. The way the game is, there's, like, all these minions, loads of different types of minions, and they've all got their own different attacks that you need to learn, and they can, like I say, they can just fucking bang, you could be dead. Because you have never encountered something before and it just insta-kills you because you weren't paying attention or whatever. So they've all got their own little attacks and you need the unblockable attacks and there's all these different mechanics. Like, as you go through the game, you unlock. It's like I say, it was a Metroidvania. So you do unlock extra abilities. And the way you get these extra abilities generally is by beating some of the enemies. Whether they be, like, there's like minions, mini-bosses, and then like the big bosses. So I've beaten, I think, only two of the proper big bosses. I don't know how many big bosses, but then multiples of the sort of mini bosses. And yeah, so I've got these different abilities now. Like, it's the usual Metroidvania stuff. Like, I haven't got a double jump, but that's typically a Metroidvania type thing. You get a double jump, then you'll get you unlock a dash or whatever. And then you have like, I can now jump and then dash while I'm in the air, which you couldn't do before. I'll beat whatever, I can't remember what it was now. So there is quite a bit of freedom in the way you explore the game, and you might encounter the bosses in different orders depending on where you go. Because I totally missed one, and then because I'd unlocked a new ability, I was off backtracking and going around areas that I'd already been but couldn't do things before, and I found a bit that I probably could have done, but I just completely missed because there's like little hidden platforms and stuff. Yeah, so it's super hard, super frustrating at times, but I really fucking like it.
Okay.
It's definitely, like I say, very rewarding when you do succeed and incredibly annoying when you don't. So. But yeah, I looked on how long to beat, how long it takes. I don't know if people haven't finished the game, but it's like 12 hours that people were putting on there. I was like, 12 hours? I feel like I'm nowhere near completing this game. I've done like 16 hours. I've probably got at least double that to come. But yeah, so we'll see how long it's going to take. Could be playing that for a couple more weeks, I reckon.
I just haven't got the patience for that sort of game anymore. There's so much stuff I'm happy just to play that I enjoy.
Mm.
I can't be doing with... If it makes me frustrated, it goes off straight away now.
Yeah, see, like I say, it doesn't do that immediately. Well, it can do, I guess. But you can die very quickly. But you're not punished massively to start with. But it's when you've gone on a bit longer and you haven't found, like, the next sort of spawn point where you can go back to, then you can lose. You can have to go back quite a long way. But there's always, like, you're always unlocking little shortcuts to different, like, you go so far around a long way, and then you'll punch a hole through a wall, and you'll be like, oh, I'm right next to where I can, so now I can just go this way instead of this fucking huge long way around I had to go to get to that place in the first place.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's forgiving and punishing in many different ways. So, but yeah. If you're into Dark Souls in the slightest, or any Bloodborne or anything like that, I think you should at least, there was a demo, so it's only on Steam, like I say, and Stadia. You should probably just download the demo and give it a go. But yeah, I realise it's not for everyone. But like I say, I ain't finished it. It's one of them games I really want to fucking finish it now, because it's like, I don't want it to beat me.
Yeah, that's cool.
We'll go cracking on with that for the next week or two. Then let's see, where shall I go? I'll try and do the games that no one else has played. So I popped Destiny 2 back on because it was the final week of the season, I think. And so there was like a little bit of an extra mission available. So I just did that, saw the cutscenes and that, and finished off the season. I was like, yeah, all right. Don't know whether I'll go back to the next season. It's the big launch. They've got a big reveal coming up of whatever the new sort of, no, it's Beyond Light.
Oh, yeah.
For this whole year. And then it's The Witch Queen is the next big year thing.
How long is your break from Destiny before it all starts again?
I don't know. Well, I think it usually comes out around September time. So we'll see. Their big reveal is on the 24th of August, which just happens to be the same day as an Xbox thing. So there's all sorts of rumors going around that the next thing is going to be on Game Pass,
right,
on PC, as well as on Xbox. Because you can play on Game Pass on Xbox, but you can't play on PC.
Right.
So that's the big rumor going around at the minute. Because obviously, you know, Microsoft and Bungie used to be a bit of a thing, but hasn't been for a while. But yeah. Okay. I think they'll at least continue having Destiny 2 on Game Pass on Xbox. So we'll see. I checked out... Well, I have some quests to do. This month's Game Pass quests, Slay the Spires on there. Got to do so many enemies. So instead of playing it on my PC or my Xbox, I've been playing it on my mobile phone via the cloud gaming thing.
That'll work.
It works pretty all right because it's not like a twitchy event thing. Occasionally it fucks up and goes a bit weird artifacty, but at the end of the day, there's no time pressure. So it's all right, and I think I'll need to kill one more enemy to do my quest, but that's a good game, discussed before. And yeah, I haven't played it for ages, but so there's lots of, like, I can't remember, but I started using the third character, which I'd hardly used before.
Robot type thing.
Yeah. Initially when I loaded it up, it picked up a save that I was on a run already. That's one of the mad things about all this fucking stuff. It's like I literally loaded it up on my phone. I hadn't played it in God knows how long. And clearly I must have been playing it on my Xbox or my PC at some point because it synced all the data and I was in the middle of a run with the second character, the weird thing with the beak.
He's my favourite.
Yeah. So I just carried on from wherever I'd left off that before. And so from a technology point of view, that's just fucking crazy that has fucking kept all of that shit just sitting there in the cloud or somewhere or other. But, and I've just picked it back up. And when I died, inevitably on that run, because I couldn't remember what I was doing, or the sort of the way you have to, because each character has a different side of.
Can't remember the way you built your deck and what strategies you had 8 to 10 months ago when you were playing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or what was in my deck at all, or anything.
Yeah, so why how you're adjusting your play for that one or two cards that you know are going to circle around. It's not going to happen, is it?
So, yeah, like a quick go with the third character and fail. I think I failed just before the final boss, or the first boss on the first sort of run. Because you have to do three runs, don't you, to finish it properly.
That third character's got those weird orbs, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, there's a bit of a...
Really got to grips
at the end of your turn, it depending on what orbs you've got, you'll either block have blocks for the next go, or you'll attack at the end of each turn. But I hadn't really sussed out what the best way to play that was. But yeah, I don't know if I'll carry on, to be honest. I'll probably just dip in and out of that game forever and eternity, as long as that's on Game Pass. I don't own it anywhere, but if it leaves Game Pass, maybe I'll buy it. I don't know, because it is a good game to just have sitting around. And then another, I've for quite a while been an Xbox Insider thing. So you get like preview builds on the Xbox console and stuff like that. I don't really use my Xbox, but I read that if you can do the same thing, but through Xbox for PC. So you get like access to certain things on the Xbox app that aren't available normally. Like cloud streaming, rather than having to open a browser, you can. There's literally like, if you're in the Windows Insider program, you can do it through the Xbox app instead, and it's just like literally like loading it up on your phone. If anyone's ever tried it on their phone, you get that the weird rocket ship flight zooming along while it loads, and then you're in.
Okay.
So I tried a game that I'd never played, but I've always been looked at and gone, it's been on sale, God knows how many times, on Steam. It's been around donkey's years, and it is DayZ. And it's shit. Which, like a lot of the reviews, are overwhelming. Like, there's been loads of good reviews for DayZ since they've had the Livonia update or whatever on PC, which you have to obviously pay for on Game Pass. This is just fucking shit. It ran pretty bad, I've got to be honest. Like, it didn't look good at all. And you spawn in, and it's like, you know, try and survive, basically, is the game, isn't it? So my guy's like, shivering, he's all cold. So I was like, I guess I best find some warmer clothes. Oh, and I'm hungry, so I better find some food. I've got two pairs on me to start with. So I just fucking like look around. Well, there's some buildings over this way. So I'm fucking off to the buildings. It takes fucking ages to get there. Looking everywhere, fucking nothing. Look in the next building, fuck all. I'm like, is this how it is? Like, I just run around finding fuck all for ages. Here a zombie. I'm like, all right, I best just not go down that way then, because I've got no weapons. Oh, there's a hoodie. I pick up my hoodie, put my hoodie on. Fuck off down the road, and then go, oh, I'm hungry now. Where's my pears? Oh, for some reason, they were kept in my fucking T-shirt, which I took off and left where I took my fucking put my hoodie. So I had to fuck off back to my T-shirt, which I dumped. Like, as if you keep your fucking pears in a T-shirt.
Why are you playing this game? Is it
I don't know, because I was trying it out on my PC, the cloud gaming thing, and I was like, I've always been intrigued by DayZ, but I've never been able to play it on my PC. I can't be asked for playing it on the Xbox.
Yeah,
and I was super. Yeah, I won't be buying it.
Yeah, I was super intrigued by DayZ before PUBG and maybe before Rust, but Rust, I don't know. Yeah,
that's really.
I never heard that, because there was all the promise that DayZ was going to be finished and be spectacular, and I don't remember that ever happening. Like, wasn't
no? I think that's generally the complaint that most people have. It's like, rather than release new content, why don't you fix this broke-ass game? Is generally loads of the bad reviews or whatever.
Yeah, the concept, I thought sounded a good laugh.
No,
but then
there's no thing. The thing is, that grind game was much more painful, getting beaten up all the time. But there was rewards in there as well. Whereas, can't see any rewards to DayZ. I'm just like, where's the reward ever going to be? I'm never going to get that. I'm literally not going to fucking stand up and punch the air like I practically did when I was playing Grind when I beat the boss, because I was like, I just literally was like, yes!
There's no reward for the single player in DayZ. You're going to, until you know, your only purpose is to be fodder for that clan that gets hold of you and turns you into their gimp.
And, yeah, that's no good. That's no fun, is it?
No.
No.
No fun for them, really, at the end of the day. They're just living out sad. Fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I won't be talking about that ever again. So I've definitely had my fill of DayZ. I won't ever look at that on sale on Steam and go, maybe I should buy that. No, I won't be doing that anymore.
Alright, that's good.
So yeah, Xbox Game Pass has had some value there, at least in making me not waste money on that shit. Right, now then, I think the next couple of games I've played that other people might have played as well. I played about half an hour of the Back for Blood beta last weekend. I managed to get a code to get in via watching Twitch streams, so I got in early. I have never played Left 4 Dead or 2.
What?
Okay. I have them, but I have never played them, so I can't compare. I thought Back for Blood was all right. The shooting feels good. The guns feel good that I used. I was like, okay, this could be all right. But I was just playing with me, some rando, and two bots on my four-man team. And I was playing through the... Is it a campaign? I think it might be a campaign.
Just single...
So you just basically go through like a progress to the next safe room type of thing. Yeah, so I think I've got to the third safe room and I was a bit like, it's all right, but it's only really going to be good playing with your mates.
Yeah,
I think.
I had exactly the same experience. I played it today because it's now an open beta.
Mm.
Played with three randos and just played, left the house, went to the first safe house and that was it. I don't know. There's too much. This was in the first game, but the characters are not the people you're playing with, but the characters are all chattering, constantly talking. That is annoying as fuck.
Right.
You can't hear the rest of the game. I think I did see somewhere in the settings that you can turn that off. But I don't know. It's very, very similar to Left 4 Dead. I actually only, not recently, probably a year ago, me and Jack played through Left 4 Dead 1. I think, obviously this looks better, but from what I played, I think I actually preferred the original.
This is only like the beta still. You've got to think of that at the back of your mind. This is only the beta. So
the general premise, though, I mean, they're not going to change the whole gameplay much, the premise of it much. No. I played Left 4 Dead 2 maybe about a year ago. I fired it up and I was like, I don't think I'm interested in this. I mean, again, Left 4 Dead was good because it was such a different experience.
Yeah.
We haven't really had anything like that before. Again, you know, a lot of these games, you know, we've played them like back.
I've got a few more coming.
I watched some Back for Blood on a Twitch stream and I was like, that does look good. But the premise, been there, done that. Don't know if I'm interested.
Well, like, Zombie Army is a very similar. It's more, you can play it. It's better to play it on your own. You haven't got the other characters sort of as bots.
I've got the Left 4 Dead characters in Zombie Army 4 now.
I have. They've got, you get that free. The Game Pass, so you can play with him. But it's very similar game. But you've got to go through. You come out of a safe room. You go to the horde of zombies. You go into another safe room. They're not done by the same people, are they?
No, it's third person and first person, isn't it?
It's a very similar feel. If you've got a team of four in Zombie Army, it's a very similar feel to Back for Blood. I'd rather play Zombie Army myself.
Zombie Army's got a little bit, I think, offers up a little bit more, a better feel with the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like it, and it takes that maybe from Sniper, whatever it is.
Sniper Elite,
Sniper Elite.
Yeah, obviously you haven't got the X-ray killing and shit that's in Zombie Army.
It's not as frenetic as Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead is just fucking bonkers insane, right?
See, I didn't think Back to Blood was like that, to be honest. I hadn't, well, unless you get to a point where it maybe is. It's like, I've played like COD Zombies. That was fucking just mental, like tons of the fuckers.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think Back 4 Blood felt ever overwhelmingly, like I never felt like
Left 4 Dead is really, loads of them. Left 4 Dead is really fast. That was the thing I found when I went back to it. I was like,
and if you frighten that witch, Jesus Fucking Christ. Right. Yeah. That was terrifying. But you couldn't stand still, could you? You're always on the move on that game. The whole point of it is to get to that safe room as quick as you can.
Yeah.
Zombie
Army, if I remember correctly, when I played the trilogy, there were lots of places where you could like tactically hold out and bide your time, right? And analyze the areas before you start to get at them and stuff.
So. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot more open worldy.
Yeah.
Which you're going to, that's your next game anyway, isn't it, Neil? You're going to talk about?
Yeah, I didn't play too much of the Zombie Army game. I'd forgotten I've written that on my list, actually. But
okay. Well, we have got a little bit of discussion on that one, so perhaps save that till...
Yeah, okay. Well, I've only got one other game, really, that I've played for any length of time, and I played that yesterday. I did download Curse of the Dead Gods, which is on Game Pass. I've been around, looked at it before. It's quite similar to that Hades game that I played a long time ago. It's the same sort of art style-ish. Like, it's isometric. It's a roguelite, like whatever it is. You go for a run. It's an action game, basically like Hades. If you've seen Hades, or I don't know what else, multiple like Bastion, like those isometric looking games where you're dashing around. You've got a melee weapon and a gun in Curse of the Dead Gods, and you can hold. There's also a two-handed weapon you can pick up during your runs. You can parry. No pink swords in this game yet. So I got a silver sword in this game. I think it was silver or grey, whatever. Anyway, so you're slashing with your sword. Slash with your sword, shoot with your pistol, and then whatever, dodging around. You've got like, every time you dodge, you'll use like a stamina point. You have 5 stamina points. If you successfully parry someone, you gain a point back and loads of little mechanics like that. And you basically, you have, you know, in Slay the Spire, you've got your map at the beginning, like you can choose your route. Like, you have 3 start points, and then you'll choose like a fight, whatever. Curse of the Dead Gods has something very similar. Like, you'll have like this map, very similar to Slay the Spire, and you'll pick a start point, and obviously it'll branches away from the start point, like left and right. Unless you're in the middle, where you might have 3 options to go, like left, right, and center. And then it will show you all of the things, all the way to the boss at the top. So there'll be like a room with a relic, a room where you can heal, a room where you are just fighting, or you can pick up a new weapon, or there are like upgrades for your weapon, or there's... Like, you have these 3 things, like perception. Fucking can't remember. There's like a red thing, a blue thing, and a green thing. Basically, like, one's for like extra power, one's for like pick up more gold, and one is something else. I can't remember now. So they'll affect you through that run. And you know, at the end of it, once you've done, I don't know, 8 levels or whatever, you got the boss fight. I fucking should have beat the boss, and I fucking died. I was literally about to go in for the last hit, and I died, and I was like, are you fucking twat? And that was my first run, so I nearly hit the first boss on the first run. Nice. Nearly killed it. So it's not super hard. You have a massive health pool to start with, but the thing with this game, why it's called Curse of the Dead Gods, is as you progress, you basically build up this bar, which is like the curse bar. And when it says 100, you gain a curse. So it will like have, that will then have an effect on the rest of your run. Can't remember what I had.
Like a
debuff. One of the curses. Yeah. So it tends to be a debuff, or, but there might be like a risk reward type thing going on a couple of them. So like, it might be like, this shit thing's going to happen, but it means this sort of thing. So one of the ones I had was every time I completed a room, I had to pay 300 gold If I didn't have 300 gold, it would like knock some of my health off,
right,
or something like that. But at the same time, then I think it meant I actually gained more gold when I was in like rooms and stuff with gold. And then you've got all these other fucking things that you can like bonuses if you can pick up like upgrades and stuff as you go through. So it's quite nice looking. It's good. Is I kept pressing the wrong buttons because in my head I'd played a lot of Hades, not for a long time, but like, the dash button was a different button. So I kept pressing the dash button for Hades and when I wanted to dash and then getting hit instead of dashing out of the way. So, and I still managed to get to the first boss. So it wasn't like, it's definitely found it easier than Hades. I mean, I'm going to play Hades again because I've downloaded it from Game Pass because it came out today on Game Pass. Mm-hmm. Everyone should play Hades.
Well, for 10 minutes, like I did.
No, like, seriously, like, the thing that sets that game apart, like, lots of people have given Hades loads of props over the last fucking, like, what, 2 years since it came out elsewhere in Early Access. But the thing that sets that game apart is the way the story progresses. Whereas I don't feel like that's part of this. Is just a straight up roguelike with like a curse system. So, but Hades has curses and boons and stuff like that. You have like much more permanent upgrades and stuff like that. There's fucking loads of stuff going on in Hades. And the, like I say, the main thing that's different about that is the way the story progresses. Even though you're dying, you actually get more story as a result of dying, and you can infect the story depending on who you see and who you meet in your runs and who you talk to and all that sort of shit. It's like a fucking amazing game, Hades. And it's way better than Curse of the Dead Gods, as far as I'm concerned, despite their similarities.
Maybe I should. I've got both of those downloaded, so maybe I should play Curse of the Dead Gods first.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know how long you play that for.
Well, I played Hades for 5 minutes today, if that. Yeah.
Well, Hades is good, super good. It's very similar, like mechanically. It's probably not great to play them both at the same time because, like I say, the buttons are all different to do different.
You're not the boss of me.
All right, whatever.
Well, I've played all the Game Pass games this week, and there's only one that I've even think I can give it my time to talk about. So, and I think there was quite a few come on, about five, six games this week, weren't there?
There's quite a few this week. There's more coming, isn't there? There's loads more coming as well.
So,
Done.
Right, okay. Well, Fraser's only got one game. We've sort of talked about two-ish of mine. Back for Blood, I've played. It was all right. Now, Dead by Daylight, who suggested this game?
I did.
Okay, did you end up playing it with your lad?
I played one game with my son. We were time constrained, so we couldn't play anymore. But okay. I don't think I'll be. I might go back if he asks me, or a load of people say, "Hey, we're going to put together." It seemed to be quite good at what it is. I don't know whether I was really interested in it.
I played the tutorial and I'm done.
Yeah. You uninstalled it.
Yeah.
Right. That's done. It's, then. Proper done.
It's basically, you know, Evolve, right? All those games, Evolve was the first one, right? 4v1.
Just didn't look particularly good. It seemed very clunky.
I didn't think it looked very good at all.
I don't know how old it is.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I don't know. For anybody who doesn't know what it's about, it's basically 4v1, where somebody is a killer. And the four of you are like on a farm or whatever it is, and you have to get these generators running and work together. And the killer has certain, has advantages to get to you and kill you quicker, whereas you have strength in numbers and maybe a few little sneaky things to try and avoid him. It's one of those things I could see that, if you play online, you're probably going to get wrecked by people who know the game inside out.
This game is for streamers, basically.
It could be. I mean, my son loves it, right? But he has a good laugh playing it with his friends. He's very excited to show it to me. But it was really odd. Like he was saving me. I didn't really know what I was. I had a premise of what to do, but I didn't really know what I was doing. And then right at the end, like, the killer should have killed me, and he just let me go. And my son's just like, he's letting you go. It's like, well, why is he letting me go? He's going, I don't know.
Felt sorry for you.
Yeah, I felt sorry for maybe insulted. That's a noob. I don't know. So, I don't know. Like, it was a fun half an hour we played. Okay. But...
Right, and I'll do Art of Rally, and then we'll talk about why Dead by Daylight come up. Okay. This was on Game Pass, and Neil said, you've got to play this Art of Rally.
Get on it, right?
He did say get on it. I enjoyed... Basically, it's not old looking. It's just cartoony. How would you describe it, Neil? Because I couldn't.
It's low poly, I think, is the term.
Okay, yes, yeah, something that would have been on probably. I can't even admit that.
I don't know if it's like PS2, but nicer.
Just glorified a bit. I mean, it did look nice. It's a beautiful sunlight and reflections and that. It looks really good. And basically, from what I played, you can choose a little rally car. They haven't got the rights to the names, but you can clearly see there's a 911. I chose the Mark 1 Escort because why wouldn't you? I'm from Essex.
The Esky.
Yeah, the Esky. V1, it was called, not the Escort Mark 1. You basically just got this little map of a little area, looks like a sort of a alpine-y type area in the summer with some little lakes and a few hills and bits and pieces. And there's some greyed out items on your screen. There's letters dotted around on the track. One spells rally. There's some little cassettes on the map that you have to find. And basically, you just drive around the map finding these little bits and pieces. The music's really sort of 80s techno-y. This is really good music. And the car actually handles really well. Just remember the old was it Pit Stop or something, where you had the car and you just used to drift round, you had a steering wheel and drift round the corners.
It's
like that. It handled really nice. It played really good. And I spent about probably 40 minutes just driving round. I didn't quite see what the point of it was. I'm assuming
there is actual rallies to do.
Right, well, this is the thing. I drove around just trying to find the bits that were on the map. I couldn't see where the game was. I didn't understand what you were supposed to do. So
I don't know if it's a different mode. It's been a while. I played this a while ago. I can't remember now. But okay. there's a free roam mode, like, just sounds like what you were doing.
Okay.
And then there's actual rallies where you have to drive off the track.
All right. Right. I was just driving around the whole of the map, collecting the bits and pieces, which actually I enjoyed. And if that's all the game was, I'd be quite happy with that.
That's all right.
If there's rallies, I'll have another look at it.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure that's what. There's definitely timed sections
where you I enjoyed what I played of it, so...
It looks really basic at a glance, but, the lighting's really spectacular, yes. I think, and, the shadows and everything looks really gorgeous.
I hovered over the install button on this, but I was like, can I be bothered to do rally? Can I, I don't know if I really want to play a racer, but now Pilcher said what he did.
Yeah, not a rally. It's not because... There was a whole load of dirt and shit come on there, weren't there? Rally games.
On the Xbox, you've got all the Codemaster stuff. We haven't got that PC.
And that all appeared. And I thought, well, if I'm going to play a rally game, I'm going to play one of these, aren't I? I've just finished Dirt 5 only a few weeks ago. So I didn't really want another rally game anyway. But this was I just enjoyed just driving around. Just, it was just quite relaxing, tootling about. Really nice little game. But now you say there's a rally thing to it, I'll play it.
They're all the different cars as well. Like, all the cars are different. They all handle different. You can tell the difference between the cars and stuff like that.
So. I just chose the Mark. I tell you what pissed me off. I chose the Mark 1 Escort. I chose it in classic Ford white with the blue stripe. Beautiful. Yeah. Looks lovely. Then I drove through like a car wash and it painted me car. Okay. I didn't want it that colour.
So, I didn't know that. I can't remember that being. Excuse me. But,
so I drove around for the rest of the game with a different colour car, not the colour I wanted. But there's quite a lot of achievements popping as well. I got one for getting the car dirty. There was a car wash. I drove through the car wash, cleaned the car.
And painted it.
Even just on what I've played of it, there was a lot to do, and it turns out I wasn't actually playing the game. So
I'm sure there's rallies in there. I'm sure I was just doing like stages. Okay, because that's the progression. You work through, like, does it start in the 60s or something? And there's like a campaign. You start in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
That sounds even better. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, so I think you start, I don't know if it's you start a Mini or something like that, or some old banger.
Oh, yeah, there was a Mini,
yeah.
It wasn't called a Mini, was it? It was called a Mini or something, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, good little game.
I think I'll get on that.
Okay, right. The reason we was going to play Dead by Daylight, the stars aligned, Fraser and myself, appeared together on the old gaming scene, and we were going to play Zombie Army 4. Now, I've finished it. I've played it for 46 hours, and I'd finished it. So I said to Fraser, you start it. I don't mind doing it all again. I've got like level 40, and I'm totally fully upgraded, and he's better than me at these anyway, so that'll make it a nice level game. And I'll just play again on. And we'll do it cross-platform. So we look in the lobby. Fraser's in the lobby. I can see him playing. He can see me. And I invite Fraser to the game. And nothing happens. So there we are, Googling away. And it turns out they haven't activated crossplay. Now, this game's well over a year old, so they're not going to activate crossplay.
Seems unlikely now, doesn't it?
So, yeah. we were fucked.
Yeah. Mm. It was crazy because we could, like Bilch says, we could see each other in. It even let the option invite to game.
Yeah. Right?
So you would hover over the person and
you could click it. It would go.
It's almost like they're both Xbox. I mean, you're playing the Game Pass version, aren't you, Fraser, on PC?
Yeah, but we're both playing an Xbox game, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand it. It just doesn't work, right? Whatever the fuck it is. And I understand why it could appear a bit.
Apparently, I think you can, like it's the weirdest, weird thing. Like, PC, you can, it seems like, well, there's one of three things. You can either play with PC players on Game Pass games, this is, or you can only play with Xbox players, which is, I can't remember what game, recent game, The Ascent. If you buy the game, if you play the Game Pass version on PC of The Ascent, you can play with Xbox players on The Ascent, but you can't play with Steam players of The Ascent. Whereas we played that For the King game that we and you and Matt played, Fraser, ages ago. I think that's like pure crossplay. You can, like, I could play I've got the Epic version. Someone's got the Steam, Matt's got the Steam version. You could play the Game Pass version. We could all play together. Yeah, it's like there's either everything or fucking just really complicated. Like, nope, that's not going to work for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, I could imagine maybe something like a first person shooter is going to be harder to pull off with the servers. Like For the King, you're not sending much data back and forth, right?
I don't know. I think if it's the Xbox Play Anywhere title, I think, isn't it? Those should work across PC.
Well, Pilch and I were talking about it, and it was just like, this is crazy that Xbox can't flex its muscles and say, you want to be on Game Pass, you need to make sure that you're Xbox.
Well, it should be part of their process.
We were communicating on an Xbox Live party.
Yeah.
So 60% of it worked, right?
Just the actual 40%.
The actual part we wanted, part we wanted to work didn't, but yeah, it's just frustrating.
So the only thing we can do is you're going to have to play it on your old Xbox, or I'm going to have to go and play it on a PC.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to play it on Xbox. My old Xbox is just not going to run it well.
I mean, I can play it on my. My daughter's going away this weekend. I could play it on a PC with a controller. I'm not playing mouse and keyboard. I can play it on with a controller.
There you go.
So, I mean, basically, I started playing it again. So I'm halfway through it again. but now
the year of Zombie Army 4.
So what I'm actually doing is my weapons, my sniper rifle and my assault rifle is fully... and my pistol is fully upgraded. But I'm still getting upgrade tokens. So I'm now upgrading my shotgun, even though I'm not using it, so that when I do pick it up or select it, it's going to be super powerful. And I'm also finding all the little bits and pieces as well, and doing some of the little achievements that, like doing the...
You're mopping up, aren't you?
Yeah. It's a bit annoying because there's these little bloody hands. I think they were in Zombie Army Trilogy. Zombie hands, and they scurry across.
I think I remember those.
Telephone lines. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and if you miss them, they're gone. And you have to play the whole level again.
To get 100% kill.
Yeah. Well, no, because they're part of the collection. There's these little safes as well. I don't know what the fuck, how I open. Every time you go into the safe zones, there's a safe in there. And I don't know how you unlock them. I've managed to unlock a couple, but I must have done something in the level. And when I get into the safe house, I can access these little safes, and they've got little upgrades or some little bits and pieces. But it's such a good game. The mechanic of it, the shooting, the weapons, I can't fault it. There's nothing I don't like about it.
Yeah, man, give it a piece. Get on it.
Yeah, I might do that on Sunday if you're about.
Yep.
Okay. But yeah, what a game. So there you go. That's all I've played. I'm lied. I've played a lot of shit that I'm not going to mention because Neil's mentioned half of them already. Fraser, what you got?
So if that just leaves me then. Actually, I got one that I didn't put on here, which was Katamari Damacy.
I played that.
I thought you might have played that.
Yeah. So I loaded that up. I've definitely played one of them before, but I can't
remember. This is a remaster of this game, isn't it?
I think this is the remaster of the first one. And Katamari Damacy, I mean, it ended up, I knew what it was going to be about. It's going to be about rolling a ball and picking up shit, right?
Yeah.
Which is exactly what it was. And I played the first level. It took me a little bit of time to get used to the controls. And I enjoyed myself playing the first level or the second level. And I think I got, a couple of balls. Yeah, every time you roll up, you go, the king, it's bonkers, whatever. But this king is going, now I need you to make a 10-centimeter ball. And I did that, and then he wanted a 20-centimeter ball, and I blew through that. And then these balls become the stars and all that. It's very trippy. And then after about, 20 minutes of that, I was like, I don't really want to play this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Some people rave about these games.
I'm not saying it's bad. Yeah, I mean, I could see why
I just don't understand. I just don't get the attraction of,
Yeah, I suppose what I'm saying is I can see why people like it. You know, it's a puzzle game of sorts. People like puzzles, so whatever, just didn't float my boat.
Well, the puzzle is pick up all of the shit.
There's certain things you have to pick up.
Yeah, it tracks the items. And
you can only pick up things that are smaller than you.
Plus it's timed as well. Yeah. And then there's also, you know, you start to, it becomes quite interesting to see what you can pick up. Like this, mm-hmm. it's an interesting game.
I think I did similar first couple of levels. I can't say anything because I played that, I 100%ed that donut game.
I didn't 100% it, but I played the donut game. It sounds very sort of...
Yeah, like...
That had a story at least going on.
That's exactly what I was thinking as well. I was thinking of Donut County, which was the same thing. You suddenly realize you could sink the whole burger bar or whatever it was, right?
Yeah, the challenge is...
You could spell out a bad word on the title screen as well.
You could, yes. But just what can you pick up with this ball? That was the... For 10 minutes, the task was just what can I can't pick up that yet. So what can I pick up that makes it big enough to go back and pick that other thing up? That was the only bit of enjoyment I got out of that, I think.
Yeah, my takeaway is that it's good. It's just you're going to need to do more than that to hold my attention. Mm. Did I uninstall it yet? I think so. But the other one I decided to pick up and play and was Raji, which Pilcher talked about. Fuck me, that game's hard.
Mm-hmm.
That one. I was getting through it okay, progressing through the level. It's very beautiful. It's pretty chilled out. I was getting a little bit bored of it. I mean, it's a fight. It's a brawler, right? At the end of the day. It was all right. That game, the biggest problem with that game is going to be if I don't play it for a week, I'll never come back to it because I won't get my control scheme down. When I was on a roll and just getting through it, it was good.
It was too much to do with that stick.
There was a lot of control juggling around. Mm. You know, there was like, say, 5 moves per weapon. So you now have a choice of 10 moves in a battle, but you really have a go-to of about 2 or 3.
And then you can jump off of things and climb up things and swing off of things.
Yeah, it was
just
all right.
Too much.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. It was a slog. And then I got to the big boss, that's why I was asking Neil about his patience for doing that because, like, I was ready to throw. I was streaming it, so some of the guys were watching me, but I was ready to throw in the controller on that one. Yeah. But I was like, nope, I'm here. I got this far. Let's get this boss done. I mean, I know how to do it, but you could put a swear jar next to me on that one. I was the same, you know, but I'm going to get her done. And I did. But once I'd done that, it was like, okay, well, that's time. That's where I'm going to finish for today. And I secretly know I'm never going back to it.
Yeah.
I know. I'm only, who am I kidding?
Tomorrow, Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, we'll fire it. There's always something else for Sunday morning. So, you know what?
Rally seems like a good chill Sunday morning game.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Nice visuals.
Yeah. Okay. Good call. Get on that on Sunday then on the stream.
Or we could all play some Back for Blood.
I'm at work Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I'm free all day, Fraser. So
is that still running then?
It's running all through till Monday evening.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll look at
Monday.
Is that crossplay for everyone?
Back for Blood is full on crossplay, everything.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll look at that then. I'll get to download both tonight.
It's on Steam Steam, you can get it for PC.
Oh, okay. That'll make life easy.
I mean,
that's a two.
It must be on Game Pass, isn't it?
Yeah, but that'd have to, it's not on Game Pass for PC.
Is it not?
No, it will be when it comes out, but the beta isn't.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, that's quite a bit. Not too bad. Right, we've got this news section here, and it's got fuck all in it. So have we got any news?
Oh, did you see they're remastering GTA Trilogy, apparently?
Oh, great. Have you got any good news?
Vice City 3 and San Andreas are getting remastered. Instead of releasing GTA 6.
Mm.
I can't remember something else. But
there was something else, was there?
There was, but there's probably plenty of other things, to be fair, but I can't think of what.
I'll be that fussed.
Nope.
We haven't been fussed with news for a long time.
No.
We haven't done news for about 70 episodes.
Sorry, but it's still in your show notes, isn't it? So
yeah. Occasionally there might be some news.
Right, socials. Are we done? That's it then. Everyone done?
That's a show.
Yep.
Right. Well, if you want to email the show, sealpodcast@gmail.com. Twitter is @sealpodcast. Oh, do you want to talk about the fantasy football?
Do we need to talk about how shit Arsenal were tonight? I don't know.
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh, I didn't see any results. They played tonight. Well, that was the opening game, was it?
That's the first game. Brentford.
They lost 2-0.
Brentford have not been in the top division since 1947. And they beat Arsenal 2-0 tonight.
They must have been going mental.
Oh, it was mad. It was looked like that. Like at the end of the game, they go walking around the stadium like they'd won the fucking league. Like obviously it's weird because it's now weird that there's a full stadium full of people after having like near what 18 months of no one in the fucking stadiums. So
it's interesting, Brentford, because I don't like Brentford.
I do now.
Not sure that's going to change.
I've always had a little soft spot because we've taken a lot of their players over the years. And we always played them in pre-season friendlies and whatever. So,
yeah, see, I've never liked Brentford, I think, for maybe a couple of reasons. One, they're quite close to Chelsea, so they're automatically an enemy. But the other thing is as well, and it just makes me laugh because it's one of those football things, is that I have a lot of my friends like Brentford, so I just fucking hate them now, right? Because they like them.
So, yeah, I think we got 12 teams in the Fantasy Premier League in the end. I think, I might be wrong, but I think as long as you have a team, you can join the league and your points will join the league. Like, you won't just, like, join the league at 0 points if you, like, joined in, like, November. I don't think that's how it works. I think as long as you've had a team going.
My second team, which is not in the league, will be joining the league if it's doing better than my
draft squad.
So I didn't get many points today. I have one Arsenal player on my team and I left him on the bench because I thought they might lose tonight.
Well, I refused to pick Arsenal players in my team, so I didn't have anybody playing.
He was cheap. He was only at 4.5 million. Mm. So there we go.
Didn't even get on the bench, so he must be.
It's bloody hard, I think, this year to get like some more than one good player in your team is a bit of a challenge. It seems like one expensive player.
I have a Brentford forward in my team.
Have you got Tony?
Yeah, but he didn't score.
No. He did well, though. He did well. He's everywhere on the pitch tonight. It's unlucky not to get bonus points.
Yeah, maybe you'll get a bonus. Have they?
He won't get bonus points because I looked at the list of all his bonus points and it's the guy who scored the first goal is getting man of the match, I think, tonight. Mm-hmm. But,
okay.
It says BPS. It's got 4. But
is it updated now?
It doesn't look like it's updated on the main screen.
I don't know if the league updates. Oh, yes, we can see the league is updated. Oh, my boys in joint first. Hmm. I'm on 0 points.
Okay. So that's it then.
So, we're off and running.
Yeah,
What? Yeah, I'm fourth. Let's go.
3 points off top.
Where am I? I can't be asked to look for myself.
Oh, you're bottom. Don't worry.
Oh, that's where I thought I was going to be.
Joint six, in other words, because there's like, I don't know, what is that, 2, 4, 7 teams on 0.
I've got Chelsea, Tottenham and Leicester players in my side, so none of them played. So that's nine of my players because I've got 3 of each. So and I've got some Everton players as well, so none of mine. It's only the first game, for God's sake.
Yeah, exactly. Still time to join the league.
Stacked with West Ham and Liverpool players.
Oh. I couldn't afford to any good teams.
Oh, well.
But there we go.
That's, you obviously didn't do it properly, did you? Pile in all your strikers.
I've gone midfield. Midfield's where all my money is.
Yeah, me too.
Who's got Sonny in their side?
I have.
Son, yeah, I got him.
I'm thinking Harry Kane does Lewandowski.
Oh, he'll get 20 odd goals even if Kane stays. So be all right.
Yeah,
he'll be
all right. We'll get more if Kane does stay. I don't know. Who knows?
Anyway, let's not talk about that. Right. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for hosting us now.
Oh, that's all right. You know, I've been here two shows. I'm
moving
already.
Moving in. He's changing the show notes. Rotating pictures in the show notes.
It's boss wave all over, eh? The show will be in the toilet in a few weeks. Episodes will be deleted. Yep. Good. Good work, agent.
Just don't give him any passwords.
I didn't want to break it to Neil and Dave gently that I wanted to end the show. So this is
just a little shout out to the Joysticks and Chill lads. So despite Fraser's claim that they're dead, put a show out apparently this evening.
Oh, nice. Good. I'll list that tonight.
I was 3/4 of the way listening to it. So yeah, it's a good show.
Did Fraser get a mention?
Fraser was mentioned briefly at the beginning.
Am I going to enjoy that mention?
Maybe. It wasn't too bad.
They didn't burn my effigy for giving them
it wasn't
shit.
That bad. It wasn't that bad.
It's all in good fun.
It's the show for gamers, unless you're Fraser Moores or something like that.
Yeah. He's not. Fraser's not really a gamer, is he? He's sort of casual.
Yeah, doesn't even play any games.
You didn't even talk about. You didn't talk about streaming Valorant.
He doesn't talk about Valorant.
Yeah, but I've streamed Valorant every now and then anyway. I can't, you know. Mm. Yeah, it's money for old rope.
Okay. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Say goodbye.
Laters.
Dwop.